daf. Today is daf. Yud Gimel. You're on daf Yud Gimel on the second line from the top. Here we go. That's what we're up to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav, Halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. We passed him like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? Ochlin kol arba, tolin kol chamesh, visar from betchil hashesh. That's what we hold. Amalei Rav or Rav Nachman, the name of Mar Halacha ka Rabbi Meir. Tell you the truth, you should have really held that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held you could eat the whole fifth and you got to burn in the sixth. We really should. Why should we hold like Rabbi Meir? I'll tell you why. Because disasam lantana kavase. Because there's a stam mishnah later in the Masechta, not coming up in like 28, less 10 days, whatever, and that chaf aleph that says like Rabbi Meir. So there's a stam mishnah like Rabbi Meir. We should hold like Rabbi Meir. What's a stam mishnah? Ditnan, because we're going to learn later. Kol shah shemutter lechel machil. Any time you're allowed to eat chametz, you're allowed to feed chametz. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true, because in the fifth hour you're not allowed to eat chametz, but you're allowed to feed it to the animals. But it says in the Mishnah, any time you mutter lechel, mutter machil. When you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to feed it. Says Rashi in the third wide line, the mashma, that the kisha'eno mutter lechel, when you're not allowed to eat it, eno machel, you're not allowed to feed it to the animals. V'i Rabbi Yehuda, and if it's Rabbi Yehuda, ha'ika chamesh, what do you mean? The fifth hour. The eno ochel, you're not allowed to eat it, umachel, but you're allowed to feed it to animals. Can't be right. Ela Rabbi Meir he. It must be Rabbi Meir, to Amar, Ochel ad Tchila Sheish, Umishash in Ochel, in a machel. When you can't eat, you can't feed the animals. Chametz. There must be. So why are you picking Rabbi Yehuda to Paskin like? There's an anonymous Mishnah that holds like Rabbi Meir. Is usually anonymous Mishnah. There's another Mishnah holds like him. He should be the one.
I don't understand the logic of that.
What do you mean?
Well, just because it's true and positive, it doesn't mean it's true.
It's an inference. So we're going to reject the inference.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, "Hahi lav stamihi." That's not a stam mishnah, right? Hahi lav stam mishnahi dekashia mutter. Dekashia is mutter. What does that mean? That means it says like this: Kol shah any hour she mutter lechol machel. What's mutter lechol? How about it would have said Kol shah any hour lechol machel? What's mutter? So Rashi explains, prepare kol shah makshinan. We're going to ask in the next Rashi. Kol shah sha ochel machel mi boile. It should have said, any hour lechel that you eat, you can feed. Mutter, what's mutter? Mashra, that implies, listen to this. Kol shah sha mutter adam acher lechel. Whenever somebody, not me, somebody is allowed to eat some chametz, then machol zeh ha'oser, kol shah shemutter adam acher lechol, machol zeh ha'oser lechol. Someone else is eating what I can't eat. In other words, someone else is allowed to eat chametz, but not me. That's masha from the word mutter. Who's that person? According to, so here, umidisut mudahach kushya okina karabin gamliel. Talach is like Rabbi Gamliel. That mission is like Rabbi Gamliel. What Rabbi Gamliel say? He said the Kahanim are allowed to eat chametz in the fifth hour. Not only Kahanim. Now, I'm not a Kohen. Someone else is eating chametz. That's why it says mutter. Right? V'hachi kamar. Kol shah shemutter Kohen lechol. Whenever the Kohen's allowed to eat, b'truma, machli yisrael chul lebehema. Then I can give my chul to behema. Alma, what do you see? Stamalok or berry. It's not like a mayor. That mission's not like a mayor. That's not what it means. It means when someone else can eat, I can feed. Who's someone else? A Kohen. So the answer is, that's Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara says, that V'neim Mar Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. Then Halacha should be like him. There's an anonymous mission that supports him. Da'avalei Huma Machriya. He's the Machriya. What does it mean, he's the Machriya? Rabbi Yehuda said, you cannot eat in the fourth hour at all. The Rabbi Meir said, you can eat in the fourth hour if you want. Kamzalim Gamliel. No, Kahanim can eat in the fourth hour, but not Yisraelim. So it's like a middle road. So we should try to always hold like the middle road. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel, lo machriyahu. It's not a middle road. Mitam nafshei ka'amar. Here's another, it's his own separate reason. It's not a middle shita, right? You say 100. You say 0. I'll say 50. That's not what's going on here. Gamliel has his own number, his own shita. Where did it come from? Where did this number come from? Where did shita come from? The answer, shita came from the fact that the kahanim would rather get truma eaten than have to burn it. Because, and kahanim are more zaris than you and me, so they're not going to be messing up with the zman. Why should truma get burnt? We much rather get rid of it. How you get rid of it? Eat it. So they have an extra time to eat it. It's nothing to do with this machlokas. Nothing to do with this. Right? So therefore, he's not a machriya, and therefore we're like Yehuda. Viboy Sema, Rav Damar Ki Haitana. Rav holds like the following. The Tanya. Ready for this?
Why did you say kahanim?
Because they probably want to teach you other halachas. Okay? Now, so Rav said we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rav said we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know? So we don't have a source, right? First the Gemara said, why don't you halak Rabbi Meir? We said, we rejected that. Why don't you halak Rabbi Gamliel? We rejected that. Why you pick Rabbi Meir to hold like? Why you pick Rabbi Yehuda to hold like? Why? V'boy Sam, I'll tell you why. Because Rav, the Amar Ki Haita, there's a bride that says like this, to Tanya. This is very rare, it's happening this year. Arba Asar Shechalios Peshavas. When the 14th of Nisan falls out on a Shabbos, this year, Erev Pesach's on a Shabbos. So what do? Mevarunas HaKol Lefnei Shabbos. You get rid of all the Chametz before Shabbos. V'sorfin Trumas Tmeos Tuluyos Utahoros. You get rid of all Truma, whether it's Truma Tahora, Truma Tmeya, or Truma, I don't know what it is. Get rid of all of it. U'meshayrim min haTahora Mazon Shtei Sudos. Leave over bread for two meals, for Shabbos. Kedei Lechol Ad Dalet Shos. So you have enough to eat it until what hour? The fourth hour. See, Yehuda's right. According to marriage, it's at fifth hour. Therefore, you hold up Rabbi Yehuda. Now, how much food do you leave over? For two meals. Comes along Rashi. Rashi says, Velo Shalosh. Not three meals. Ah, it's in the mitzvah to eat Shalosh Shudas. But on this Shabbos, how can you? How can you? Velo Shalosh. Not three. V'chol shalosh terus de Shabbos, arvis, shachris, u'mincha. Normally, on three meals, you have arvis, the night meal, Shabbos day, and then mincha time. V'erev Pesach, osu lechol, man, u'mincha v'mayla. How are you eating shalosh terus on Erev Pesach, or falls out on the Shabbos? How are you doing that? According to Rashi, black and white, there's no shalosh terus. By the way, ask the Pnei Yeshua, what's Rashi talking about? You can't eat anything after the fifth hour. You can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz. So, there's another reason why you can't have shalosh shudas. Besides what Rashi said. You can't even have matzah in the afternoon. You can't have anything in the afternoon. How are you having shalosh shudas? You can't wash. Right? You can't wash. So,
maybe you would think that's not doach shalosh shudas.
What? What's not doach shalosh shudas? I mean Shabbos afternoon. Right, so you can't, according to Rashi, you can't do it. Right?
According to Rashi, you can't do it because of
comments. Oh, I hear what you're saying. Fine.
That
oh, okay, I hear. Right.
No, Rashi just says,
Rashi says, Velo Shalosh, not three.
Yeah.
Not three. The Chol Shalosh, Shuru B'Shat, Arash, and Mincha, Erepes, like, Asa Lechem, and Mincha. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, each Shalosh is before Mincha. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, you can't do that. You see from Rashi, you can't do that. There's no such thing. That's what we all do. Right, we dive in early, we have two meals before 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. Rashi said you can't do that. Rabbeinu Peretz said you can't do that. Who else said you can't do it? The Tosfos and Shabbat says that you can't do that. You can only do it mincha v'mayla, right? Not only that, Tosfos says something else. If you make shalosh shudas, what are you going to do? You're going to wash, have a suda, bench, have another suda. It's called a bracha she'ena tzricha. You're making brachas for no purpose. What are you doing? Imagine this. Imagine a guy sitting at his table Friday night, and he has a cup of water, and he wants to drink the water. He says, you know what? Let's bench, and then I'll drink the water. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. Why are you benching and then having the water now? Why are you doing that? If it's an hour later and you want to have thirsty, of course you can. You gotta drink water. But to go bedafka, go out of your way to make. Not supposed to do that. So, what do we do? When we get to close to the Pesach, we'll figure out what to do. But it's funny how all the Rishonim say, whatever, what we do, all the Rishonim say, don't do that. Interesting. Okay.
But isn't there a Heta, say, on the very short winter Kabbalah days that you can split your midday meal so that you can bench and then wait a bit and then have...
So you have to wait a bit?
Yeah.
How long is the bit?
I've been told half an hour.
10 minutes? Right, everyone's told something else. It's funny. Rashi could have thought of that, didn't say it. All the Rishonim thought of, could have thought of that answer. None of them said it. Correct. So, isn't that, right? So, you don't daven mincha in Shachar's time.
Right.
So, why should you eat mincha in Shachar's time? Because you don't have a choice. So, I don't know, figure something out. Okay. Anyway, you see from here that it's Dal Chos. Divrei, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yehuda, Ish Bartusa. Sh'amar Mishua, Rabbi Yeshua. That's a fourth, so you see the fourth hour, Yehuda's right. Amrulo, Tahiros, Lo Yisrafu. Well, why? Don't burn Tahiros. Shema Yimtzu Lahem Ochlan. Maybe you'll find someone to eat it. Amalahan, Kavarbikshav Lo Matsu. There's nobody around. If all this massive, is piles and piles of truma, no one's eating it. Pesach is coming in 24 hours, no one's eating it. I have to get rid of it now. Amrulo, Shema Chutz Lachom Alonu. Maybe they're outside the wall, like guests or something. Amalahan, L'Devrechav, Av Tzuluyos Lo Yisrafu. Then according to you, we shouldn't even burn the Tzuluyos. The Suffolk ones. Why? Shem Yovel Eliyahu Tarim. Maybe Eliyahu Novi will come and take Smutter. So, Amrullah, they told him that's not an answer. Kfar Muftach Lo Hamel Yisrael. She'ain Eliyahu Ba Ba Elo Ba Erev Shabbos Lo Ba Erev Yontif. We already know that Eliyahu Novi will not come on Erev Shabbos nor Erev Yontif, but made Torah because it's Torah. What's Torah? Because we're busy in the kitchen. I don't have time for Eliyahu Novi now. Busy. He can't come now. Erev Shabbos. Amru, they said Lo Zazu Mishan. They didn't move from there. Achikavu Alecha Kavalazav Ben Yehuda Ish Bartusa Shamu Rishum Yer Bishua. That what? That we call it Yehuda. My love, doesn't that mean Afilu Lechol, even to eat it? So the fourth hour? And you see that Rabbi Yehuda is right? Amar of Papa Mishrei Derav Lo, doesn't have to necessarily mean that. It means Leva'er, just to burn the Chametz. Doesn't necessarily mean to eat it. So we're not sure he's right, Rabbi Yehuda. We're not sure. Va'af, Rebbe, Savar Lakar of Nachman. And even Rebbe also held like Rav Nachman that what? That we hold like Rav Yehuda. We don't have a source for it yet, but he even held like that. De Omar Ravin bar Rav Ada, Maisa ba'adam echad. There was a guy, Shehifkid Diskia, Malaya Chametz, Eitzel Rav Yochanan Chakukah. He had a bag of Chametz by Rav Yochanan, this person Rav Yochanan. V'nukve Achbarin, the mice made a hole in it. For how you Chametz Mvatzvei Tviyotze. And the Chametz was dripping out of the bag. So both nei Rebbe, they came to Rebbe. Shorishon Amar Lo Hamtan. First hour was 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, what? Don't calm down. You have plenty of time. Shnei Amar Lo Hamtan. Second hour, 7 o'clock in the morning. Calm down. Shlishos Amar Lo Hamtan. 8 o'clock in the morning. Calm down. Revius Amar Lo Hamtan. 9 o'clock in the morning. Calm down. Shchemishis Amar Lo. Okay, now tell you Marchav Veshuk. Now you go out and sell them to the Chashuk. Now you can go sell the Chametz. Try to sell it, right? My love Lenachrim, Rebbe Yehuda. Obviously to Goyim. Because all could be Huda, they can't eat anymore. Rav Yosef Lo, Yisrael, Kurb Meir. No, maybe it could be a Jew, like Kurb Meir. He's having his last, late for breakfast. He's having his breakfast right now. And the fifth hour is coming. No, we don't like Rav Yehuda. They have to stop eating in the fourth hour. We all like Kurb Meir. You have to stop eating in the fifth hour. Amalei Abaya, Il Yisrael. So if we're talking about a Jew, so Mashkele Lenashe. Why didn't he eat it himself? Why do you have to go find someone else? The answer is, for a whole separate reason. Mishom Cheshada. Because if I'm watching something for you, I can't eat it and then leave you money. How much am I leaving you? Since I'm Megeh B'davar, there's a suspicion I'm going to rip you off. Therefore, I can't be me, someone else. Right? Netanya. Gabay Tzedakah. Gabay Tzedakah. She'ein lehem aniyim. L'chalek. There's no money to give out. Right? Potrin la'acherim. You want to change the money? Have someone else to change the money. They ain't potrin la'acherim. You can't change the money yourself. Because we're suspicious of you, because you're the only guy, right? Or a guy by Tamchoy, the guy's in charge of the food kitchen, the soup kitchen. In Loanin, there's no one in the Chalek. There's no one to give out. So, Mochrin La'acherim. You have to sell the food to someone else. You can't sell it to yourself. Why? B'shem Shenemar, v'nikiyim, v'yitzim nikiyim, Hashem v'yisrael. You have to be clean, you have to be pure. So, same thing over here. I'm watching the chametz for you, so I'm going to buy it from you. That's suspicious. Someone else has to buy it. Then I could say, listen, that guy paid the price, what do you want from me? But if I buy it, right away he's thinking, what kind of price did he give himself? Amalei Ravada Barbasta, Rav Yosef. Beferi Shemar Talon, Teo Machon Lanachim, Krib Yehuda. No, they told, don't sell it to Jews, sell it to Goyim. Why? Because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Amr of Yosef, Keman Azal HaShemaita, the Rebbe. Who said the following? Kershir Ben Gamliel. The answer is Kershir Ben Gamliel. Ditnan. There's a mission in Bab Metzia, it says like this. Hamafkid, it's paid for payros, it's a chavero. If someone sells payros to his, sorry, not sells, you watch the payros, afilu hein avudin, even if they are deteriorating. Didn't deteriorate yet. They're deteriorating. Lo yigabahen. You can't touch them. Can't touch the payros. Why? You asked me to watch them. They're deteriorating. What am I going to do? Sell them to myself? Eat them fast? Then I'm going to have a problem with you. What price? Let it go. Rishim and Galil Omer, what are you talking about? Mochrin bebezdin. Sell it in bezdin. Why? But then Hashavas Aveda. You're not saving the guy's stuff. Right, it's still going to go to rot away. It's going to be worthless. This way, at least sell it for something. Sell it with Bezdin. What, the guy's going to have a tain on you? Bezdin did it. Right? Amalei Abaya, V'lavit Marala, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar B'yochanan, Lo Shanu Ela Bechtei Chesronan. That's only true that payros that normally deteriorate. Avol Yosem Medei Chesronan, if they deteriorate greater than a normal rate, Mochin bebezdin, you sell them in bezdin. V'chol shkein hacha dehapsi de lagamri. And for sure here, where they're completely deteriorating, right? So what do you see from here? When Rebbe said that this maisa to sell the chametz, it doesn't have to only be according to Rav Shimon Gamliel; it could be according to everybody. That's the story. But we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how we paskin. Okay. Next. V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda shtei chalos. Rabbi Yehuda said two chalos were put on some ledge somewhere in the Beis Hamikdash, and as long as the two chalos were there, you could eat your chametz. They removed one chala, you had to stop eating. They removed both chalos, you had to get rid of your chametz. Okay, where exactly did they put it? Not sure. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yehuda agav itztiva on some platform. On some itztava. Itztava is like a portico, some platform or something. Amalei v'chilatz t'inan hudetzar. What do you mean? They put it there so no one should see it? Don't they want to see it? So what are you putting it? In some bench somewhere? No. Tani agag itztava, on the roof. That everyone could see. Amar Rechava, Amar Rav Yehuda. Right? So Rechava says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Harabayis, stav kafalhaya. The Harabayis had two rows of these porticos. Tanya Nami Hachi, Harabayis, Stav, Kafel Hoya was doubled over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Istavnis, Haisa, it was same thing. Nikreis, Stav, Lefnimi, Stav. It was doubled over. It had two, it was one deep and another one deeper. Whatever these porticos were. And that's what they put on the roof so everyone could see. Now, the Mishnah said, this is a complicated Gemara now. The Mishnah said that the two loaves were pasul. Okay, they were pasul loaves. Psulos. They were pasul. Am I psulos? Why are they pasul? Why are they pasul? Now, the carbon toda was brought when somebody experienced a special event, right? He crossed the ocean, he crossed the desert, he got sick, he got healthy, he was sick, he got better, he got out of prison, right? So he brought a carbon toda. It's an animal, plus 40 loaves of bread. Out of those 40, how many of them were chametz? I don't remember.
10
were chametz. But you got to eat all of it. So how are you eating all of this so fast? It's a lot to eat. And you can only eat it the day you bring it and that night. So let's say Thursday. You can bring it Thursday. Eat it Thursday, and Thursday you got to stop at chatzos. Now, so why are these todas puzzle? Why?
So, Amar of Chanina, Mitoch Shahayu Merubos. Because, Mitoch Shahayu Merubos.
Because, I'll tell you what happened. Nobody would bring a Korban Todah on the 14th. Because you have to finish eating all the loaves by 11 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock in the morning. That's not going to happen. So everybody had to bring a Korban Todah, would come on Erev the day before that, on the 13th. And everybody would bring Todahs on the 13th. Now, there's a famous Netziv that why every Korban Shlamim you get to eat for 2 days. You can eat a Tuesday, Tuesday night, and Wednesday. Comes to a Todah, Tuesday and only Tuesday night. Why? And there's so much, you know, when a guy brings a regular Korban Shlamim, there's no bread. See here, there's 40 loaves of bread, and you can only eat it the day you bring it. That's a funny thing. So the Tziv has a famous vart, he says, because the Torah is forcing you to invite your friends. The Torah is forcing you to invite your friends. How are you eating 40 loaves yourself in one day? The answer is you can't. You have to invite your friends. Why are you inviting your friends? Surah Hodah. So invite your friends. It wasn't just me that got saved. Look at this. I'm so happy that Hashem, you saved me. I'm forced now to have my friends over. Because otherwise, how am I eating 40 loaves in one day? You have to have your friends come. It's an unbelievable fart. Right? Now, since the 14th, you can't bring a Korban Todah. So on the 13th, everybody's bringing Korban Todahs. How many friends are there to go around? So there's not that many friends to go around. So a lot of leftovers. And on Erev Pesach morning, a lot of leftover bread that nobody was able to eat it. It's puzzle. That's where the puzzle's up. That's where the puzzle bread came from, says the Gemara. Shtei mitog shayim rubos. A lot of people. A lot of people here bringing Korban Todahs. Nifsalos belina. It got puzzled from letting it stay overnight. Nothing to do with it. Everybody had guests over. Everybody had these parties. Not only friends to go around. Happened. Yeah.
So when did you have to bring it by? Across the ocean.
Right. So it's a good question. I don't know. But people would save their korbanos to the regel.
Right.
Because they're there anyway.
Right.
If someone promises to bring a korban, they have three regalim to bring it. The first three, is it start by Pesach? It's a Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah. But basically, you have three regalim to bring it. But okay, if you want to bring it, you have to run. You don't have to run the minute it happens. If you have to run to the Beis Hamikdash, people wouldn't do that. I don't know if it should, but they wouldn't do it. They'd save it for the regal. So Erev Pesach, the day before Erev Pesach, very busy Korban Todahs going around. A lot of extra bread, puzzle. D'tanya, ein mevi'in Todah b'chag ha-matzos. You can't bring a Todah on Pesach itself, but they chametz Shabbat. Because the chametz is in it. So Gemara says, pshita. Well, what kind of question was that? What kind of statement is that? It's obvious. No. Amar v'ad barava, hacha b'yudal ha-skinan. No, they wouldn't even bring an Erev Pesach. Even Erev Pesach, they wouldn't bring Korban Todah. Why not? Kesavar. Ein neviim kachin l'beis ha-psul. Don't bring kachin that you can't get rid of. Don't bring kachin that are going to become puzzle. What are you doing that for? You bring a carbon in the morning. How are you eating 4 loaves of bread before it's 4th hour is over, 5th hour? It's impossible. Don't bring a carbon that goes to psul. Now, kuli alma b'shlosh asar ma'isi. So the whole world is bringing it on the 13th. Right? So kuli alma b'shlosh asar ma'isi lahu. Everybody's bringing on the 13th. Right? Umitok shehen merubos. Nifselos Belina, and because there's so many people bringing it, chances are you're going to have breads left over that are puzzle. And Rashi says, She'ein lehem ochlin kolkach. You have no eaters. Umishub dipsulos, because they're puzzle, the omdos hayu, and they're sitting here with nothing to do, need nothing in sham, they would give them to the Beis HaMikdash, the im hayu ksheros, if they're edible, lo hayu nostenos am sham, kelel psalm b'yadayim. If not for that reason, I would never give them to the basic. Why should I give them to him? To put them up on the roof. What for? Let me eat them. Obviously, they're puzzle. Okay? Mishum Rabbianai Amru. Rabbianai says, Kshiros Hayu. No. They were totally edible. Right? They were totally edible. Vamai Karel Hupsulos. Why are they called puzzle? Shelo nishchat alehen hazevach, because the zevach that the zevach never got shechted. It never got shechted. Okay. Why it never got shechted? Because they lost it, right?
And the halacha is that the bread only become mutter to eat after the shechita of the animal. That never happened. The animal died, it got lost. So therefore the bread was kosher bread, but it got pasul. The question is, when did this happen? Is this the 14th or the 13th? See the Achronim, according to Rabbi Yanai, the Zman for bringing the carbon todah was on the 14th. Because if it was on the 13th, I don't need this reason. It's pasul anyway, because it left overnight. So according to Rabbi Yanai, they would bring it on the 14th. If all this bread lined up, I got my friends, I'm going to eat it all. Oh, we lost the animal. Oh, it all has to go to Beis HaSrei for now. All right, give two to the coin. They can make a people could see when Chametz Zman is over. Obviously, it's on the 14th. He disagrees with everything we said before about not doing that. It has to be that way, right?
If they needed these two loaves in order to be the signal, wouldn't the person bringing the Torah have in mind, I'll leave two over?
No, because you're not allowed to do that. They're supposed to be eaten. You're not allowed to lechatchila make things noser.
Right.
You're not allowed to do that. If it became noser, no.
And if nobody did that, you wouldn't have the signal.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, so finishchot. So why did you shecht it? Why didn't you shecht it? The answer is, she'avar ha-zevach, we lost it, we can't find it. So v'naisi zevach achar v'nish, to find another animal. De'omar, zuto de'vizu lachman. Now you can't get another animal, you know why? Because you specified, that's one, that's the toda, and those are the breads. Now the toda's not here, you can't bring another one. U'kudirabba, de'omar rabba, avar alechem, mevi lechem achar. If you lost the bread, they get new bread. It's the four loaves of bread, I lost it. How you lost it? I lost it. But of the toad, if you lost the animal, ein mevi toda acheres. You can't bring another animal. My time, why not? Lechem biglal toda. Lechem comes because of the toda. The ein toda, Lechem biglal toda. The ein toda biglal lechem. So therefore, if I lost the animal, I can't bring another one. I'm stuck. And therefore, since I'm stuck, the bread's going to go to Beis Hapsul. Ah, now I can give two to the Beis Hamikdash. They could be busy with it. Okay? So the Gemara says, one second, how do you do this? V'nafkarinu, v'nafkinhu, l'chulin. Why don't you redeem the bread, let them become chulin? Redeem them. You found out the animal's lost, you can't find it. Search party, nothing. Can't find the animal. So then redeem the bread. Says Rashi, on the second middle level line, the kolzman shelo kinchu lugufon, as long as the breads have not been kodesh, kedushas haguf, Yesh lehem pidyon. They could be redeemed. It means it's already made into a carbon. And it's not, it's really not a carbon at all. It's dependent on the animal. There is no animal. So there's two types of kedusha when it comes to karbanos. Something called kedusha saguf, and then not kedusha saguf. What that is, it's a very complicated sugya, but that's what Rashi, that's what the Gemara is saying. For hol, for yesh lehem takana bekach, you can fix the bread like that. Why are we letting it go to waste? To become kachim as pasul. Why are we doing that? So that can't be the answer. That can't be the answer. Why are the breads kosher if you brought the toda on the 13th and now it's the 14th and you couldn't finish all the bread? It's pasul. I got it. Rabbi Yanai said it's not the case. The case is it was kosher. And if it's kosher, what are they doing over there? On the roof of the Beit HaMikdash? No, something else happened. Not to the bread. So what happened? We lost the animal. That can't be right. If you lost the animal, then why can't you redeem the breads? That can't be the answer. Ella, what's the answer? El olam nishchatim aleihem zevach. No, we shachted the animal. You know what happened? V'nishpach adam. We were going to do zrikas adam, the blood spilled over. The blood spilled out. The blood spilled. Somebody tripped, and all the blood spilled. And now that the blood spilled, I cannot do the Zrikas Hadam. And the whole carbon is dependent on the Zrikas, and I can't do it because the blood spilled. Right? Rashi explains. Umihu adayan enon tu unos srefa vitzrichos lavor tzurasan. The halacha is, it's complicated halachas. Sometimes here, ditnan beketzat solin, kol shepaslu begufo, Yisrof miyad. If something is pasul in its guf itself, it gets burnt right away. What does that mean? The animal itself. What do you do with this animal now? I spilled over the dam. I shechted the animal for shame, carbon toda. Dam spilled. What waste of an animal now? What do I do with it? I have to burn it right away. Why am I burning it right away? Because it's kudshim. That was kodesh kedushas haguf. That got pasul. How did it get pasul? The dam spilled. I have to burn it right away. What about the bread? Now the bread you don't have to burn right away. Because the bread didn't have kedushas haguf. It's never going to have kedushas haguf.
It sounds like they have this bread every year.
Every,
they spill the blood every single year.
What?
Exactly the right time.
Right. 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 So correct. That probably the answer. This could be a reason how it happened. We're not finished with the Gemara. So you hear what he's saying? He's saying that when something is pasul beguf, you have to burn it right away, like the animal itself. What if a tamei person touched the bread? Burn it right away. The goof of the bread got ruined. But here, nothing happened to the bread. I can't eat the bread because of a side reason. What's a side reason? The blood spilled. Nothing to do with the bread. Or imagine if the owner got tummy. The baal got tummy. Can't eat anything. It's tummy. That has nothing to do with the bread. So now the bread can't be eaten because the owner got tummy. So what? So if that's the case, you can't eat the bread because the owner got tummy. Did the bread have to be burned? No. Because it's not, because it begins, because it's
I
not.
I what you're saying about the goof, but what's the swear why something that's coming with goof has to be burnt?
Oh, I don't know. But I will learn that in, I don't know. So
You can't say that about Rav Penina's answer, so that it just never got eaten, because it was brought to the table.
That's why we rejected that answer.
Oh, we rejected
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Yeah. So now he says, me, a dying ain't unto uno strefa. The bread doesn't have to be burned. All you have to have is the passage of time that it can't become edible. That's all you need. Ditnan beketzatolin kol sheposlo begufo. If something is puzzled beguf, yisrof miyad. It's to burn it right away. Bedam uvailim. But if something happened to the dam, something happened to the owner, and now I can't eat the bread for some side reason, tabar tzuraso. You let it. Tabar tzuraso means you wait a night. Till it becomes pasul, then the yotzul beis hashefa. Then you're gonna go burn it. Nevertheless, they would bring them here and put them up on the roof. Okay. So, Kiman, who said this? Kirebi, like Rebbe, Dama Rebbe, back into the Gemara. Shnei devarim hamatirin ma'alin zeh below zeh. There are two things that could happen. Two things that could happen, shnei devarim, two things that are matirin, what are the two things? Shechting the animal, and doing zrikas adam, which have to be done, and mylin zeh below zeh. And you need, each one has to happen, right? And if you don't have both, what happens to the bread? You don't have to burn it right away, but you're never going to eat the bread. Ditanya, kivsei atzeres. Now, there's another time we have bread with the animal also. That's the on Shavuos. On Shavuos, they brought a carbon, and there was two shtei alechems with the carbon. The kivsei atzeres, the sheep of Shavuos. Ein mekadshen lechem el b'shchita. What makes the lechem holy? The shchita, right? Ketzad, shachton l'shma. I shach the animal l'shma. V'zarak dam l'shma. And I do the zrikas dam l'shma. I'm a good kohen. I do everything right. Kiddush alechem. Lechem becomes kodesh. Shachlan shalol lishma. What if I shachted shalol lishma? And then vizarkan l'dam on shalol lishma. And I do the zrikas dam shalol lishma also. Lo kiddush lechem. The lechem doesn't become kaddish. The whole carbon is no good. Shachlan lishma. Vizarak dam on shalol lishma. If I zark, what is this? Shachlan lishma. Vizarak dam on shalol lishma. Shchita I did the correct way. The zrikas adam I did wrong. Lechem kaddish ve'eno kaddish. The lechem is kaddish. And not kadosh. What does that mean? What does it mean it's kadosh and not kadosh? Says Rashi, kadosh, on the first wide line all the way at the bottom, kadosh, it becomes kadosh in the sense that li pasul biyotze. If you take the bread down the block, you made the bread pasul by taking it out of the basement of just grounds. You're not going to eat the bread anyway, because the Zrikas Adam was done shalol l'shma, so what's the point? it still has some kedusha to it. V'lo shelo yifta od, it can't be redeemed. However, einu kadosh, v'einu nitar b'achila, you can't eat this bread. That's for sure not. Afal pi shakvasim atzmon mutarin, even if the sheep themselves are mutar, the kaimalon, because we're going to learn in zvachim, kol hazvachim shezavchu shelo lishman, k'sherin. Any carbon brought shelo lishma is still good. Right? Except for two. Ela shlo olu bayil m'shem chova. However, the Baal didn't get his check mark. He has to bring a carbon ola, and the carbon brought shlo lishma. It's a good carbon. So he has to bring another one. Same thing over here. V'tanya b'perek shnek sheni debeta the kivsi atzeres, these animals of Shavuos, sheshachton shlo lishma, hadam yizrok, sprinkle the dam lishma, still good. V'posu yochal, then he can eat the meat. Inu hu demithachli kishlamim ba'alma. You're eating it like a regular shlamim. Avol lechem, belechem, kivon del kvasim ein shmon alehen, since I didn't have lishma when I shechted this animal, lo ol lishum chova. It's not a chova of Shavuos. El lishem shalmei nedava alehen. Just stop at the carbon, it's okay. So, miyati renu, who's letting you eat the bread? So therefore you can't eat the bread. It doesn't have, you can't redeem it, but you can't, it's like in limbo. Okay? So, Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, L'olam eino kadosh alechem, ad shishcha l'shman, v'yizrok daman l'shman. You need both requirements. It has to be brought l'shma, and it has to be shechted l'shma, and the zrika has to be done l'shma. So the same thing with the lachmei toda, same exact story. Therefore, according to Rebbe, all the shechita has to be done l'shma to make the lechem kedusha saguf, which means you can't redeem it. And therefore, and Rabbi Yani held the same way. So what were these chalos? These chalos that you put up on the roof, what were they? They were chalos where some mishap happened, right? Some mishap happened to the carbon. So the breads are quasi in limbo, they can't be redeemed. And therefore, let them put up on the roof. Can't eat it anyway. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Afilu tam of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, hacha ma'askinon, kigon she niskabel hadam bekos, v'nishpach." I have another answer. It could be the first case we said that the blood spilled, you didn't get the cup in time, and all the blood went all over the place, and you blew it. Here, no, I put the blood in the cup, but then v'nishpach, then it spilled. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, savala kavua. Amar kala omed lizrok kizarak dami. Anything ready to be sprinkled is as if it's sprinkled, and therefore it's okay, and therefore that would be good, and therefore that would be valid carbon, and then the breads would not go to base upsol. So that's the story with these breads. Tana mishum Rabbi Eliezer, amru ksheros hayu, kolzman shemunachos kala am ochlin. Nitla achas mehen tolin, took one away, then everyone was waiting. Lo ochlin v'lo sarfin. Nitlushtayan, he took both of them away, hischilu kulam, sarfin, everyone started to burn it, right? So Tosfos asks, what happened to those two breads? If you hold their kosher, if you hold the pasul, then they get burnt. But let's say you hold their kosher breads. So who ate them? So Tosfos says, the kahanim would run and eat them fast, because they still have time, because we hold the hell of Rabbi Gamliel, the Kohanim can eat it now, and they still ate it very quickly. Fine. Tanya, another Brisa, Abba Shaul Omer. Abba Shaul says, I'll tell you the truth, if anyone can tell me what this Brisa is talking about, I'll give him a big prize, because I think it's a very mysterious Brisa. Abba Shaul says, Shtei paros hayu charshos, bahara mishcha. There were two cows plowing on the harazesim. Kol zman sheshtein charshos, as long as both cows were there, kol ha'om ochlen. Then you can eat. Nitla achas mehen, took one cow away, tolin, everybody would stop eating, lo ochlin v'lo sarfin. Mitlushteyen, took the second cow away, hischilukal unsarfin, everybody would start to burn the chametz. What's that about? Maybe, I was thinking, maybe to get out of everyone's question. Everyone's question was, every year the dam spilled? Every year they put some cows over there. Every year, that was the simmon. You don't have to rely on crazy things happening to get breads.
Wow.
they didn't have a possible comments, then they could do this.
Right, right. But it's interesting. It's an interesting. It's an interesting way of getting people to know when the Zman was. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.